Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
I just love this idea. It's a resolution, and I'm actually seeing the resolution, the updated one, for the first time right now. So we're making news here, Mr. Schwani, up in the newsroom. Alderman Ray Lopez is with us. We are talking about, and this has been in the news, the possibility of Chicago becoming a no-kill city. Good morning, Alderman Lopez.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for getting up so early in the morning, first of all. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. And this is the question I want to kind of circle around to, but some of you may want to comment on this either by calling us or texting us, 312-981-7200. So I want to know, for starters, how you and Alderman Burke, also, you're in the 15th ward, he is 14th ward. Did you guys get up one morning and say, you know, Chicago should be no kill? How did this come about?
Well, part of this, Steve, came about when we started seeing a lot of news reports of animals basically being abused or neglected at the CACC.
Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Correct. Thank you. There were two highly reported incidences. One where the dog was left in the van over the course of an entire weekend.
Yeah.
And then the other one of the pit bull that was dragged by its neck across the hallway. Now, me, I'm a huge animal lover, much like yourself. I have 8 little furry animals at home.
8?
7 Cocker Spaniels.
Okay,
and a Chihuahua,
so at one time you would be in big trouble because the city wanted limits.
Correct.
As to the number of pets. And I fought against that, actually.
Me too.
When I was on, right. Was that, were you an alderman at that time?
No, I was.
Yeah, yeah, just.
John Q. Citizen.
Yeah, and I fought against that because it's how you take care of the animal. You could have 2 animals, 1 animal, and be a really bad owner, you know. So.
Correct.
What do you have at home?
7 Cocker Spaniels and a Chihuahua we rescued.
Those poor Cocker Spaniels to be in the
company. You're exactly correct.
Yes, yeah. I totally understand that. All right, so how did this come about?
So this came about because I wanted to look at the discussion of what was leading to some of the abuses and the culture that I was hearing about at the CACC. And last month, I introduced a different resolution, calling for the city council to investigate the CACC and some of the best practices that we see in some of the not-for-profit sector when it comes to animal welfare and see what we can apply from one to the other.
Boy, I want to talk to you after the show about that. We don't have enough time.
But there was one other piece of that former resolution that was in there, excuse me, and it was, what is the impact being a euthanasia agency has on the culture of animal welfare? Because I felt that if you know that you're only responsible for a dog or a cat for X amount of days and they will be euthanized, you're not going to put your heart and soul into finding that dog or cat's home, finding it somewhere to be a forever home, or trying to just make it the best possible experience while they are in that situation. So that kind of got the ball rolling. Alderman Burke and I teamed up this last meeting to try and take it one step further and just say, you know what, no kill for non-humane reasons should just be not an option in the city, and that's where we are today.
I, of course, love that. I mean, the fewer animals that are euthanized and killed can be about right, really, because that's correct, the better. And it's the better for a whole lot of reasons. It's saves you money, yeah. Looking at your budget, because there is a cost, an emotional cost, to euthanizing animals, obviously. But there's also a financial cost to that. And Chicago has been doing, I mean, we are doing way better as a city. I think we're ready for it. I mean, Chicago, when I began doing what I do for a living, most dogs or cats were not likely to get out of animal control alive. I mean, we're talking 80%. I'm going back 20 years, but 80%. Now, it's still too high, but it's more like 20%, give or take. And no kill doesn't necessarily mean, see, it's just a marketing term, really, you know, but it doesn't mean that some animals shouldn't be euthanized. Clearly, animals that are too sick to be treated, but above and beyond that, and sometimes they are given up because they're too sick. You know, people right. can't afford to pay for the medical care. Sometimes they don't want to or aren't able to euthanize them themselves, so they'll take them to animal control or anti-cruelty down the street to essentially be euthanized. But they count as a number, still a pet coming, an animal going through the door. But in addition to that, some are aggressive dogs who I feel probably should be euthanized. Many dogs can get help. Some can't, you know. So it doesn't mean that literally you should be able to, in my opinion, save them all. But should we be even doing better as a city? Of course we can.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing. So what? Where do we go from here? It goes to this notion, and other cities have done this. Chicago's not the first. The entire state of Delaware, I believe, did something similar. I mean, yours, I'm reading it now, reads a bit different than these others, you know. But other cities have, with mixed success, that I'll explain in a second. What's the next step?
I think the next step for Chicago is, one, we're going to have hearings on this matter through the Health and Environmental Protection Committee at the City Council. And one of the things that I've already spoken with their chairman about is that we want to invite experts from throughout the entire mm-hmm. animal welfare community. I don't want this to be a one-sided conversation, and I don't want this just to be about numbers. This has to be about some level of compassion and effort for the city. Because I believe that it's part of our social contract, what we want to see and what we expect and what we can do as a city for pet owners and for the animals themselves when they are put in that situation. You're absolutely right. Sometimes animals are turned in because the owners are at the end of the rope. Other times, it's simply because the animal was lost. I remember I told the interim director, if any of my dogs were lost, I would be terrified at the thought that they were going to wind up in this facility. I should not feel like that as a citizen, and I definitely should not feel like that as an alderman. So hopefully our discussions will be able to come to some sort of transformative dialogue, and then we'll just have to come up with the funds to make it happen.
Yeah, and I don't know how many funds will be, you know, so yes, some funds may be necessary to make it happen, but on the other side, you're saving money if you're euthanizing fewer animals, right?
Correct.
So it may balance out in the long run, in fact. I think you do better. Now, what does need more funding is animal care and control in general. And right. I don't know that they've hired a new executive director or not, but they're on the way to do that.
I believe they're still in the search phase.
Yeah, I could tell you more at the commercial break about that. We have some texts, 312-981-7200, and three of them in a row pretty much read the same here, Alderman.
Okay.
People love you for doing this. So that's the short of it.
Thank you to those who love me.
And for good reason. For those of you who want to join us, you can call 312-981-7200 or send your love via text, same phone number, or shall I say text number. After 7 o'clock this morning, it is political talk in a whole different way with Mr. Rick Pearson. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, our phone number 312-981-7200. We have several people we want to try to get to. Susie, you're up first. Hi.
Oh, hey, Steve. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good. I'm Susie Thomas, the founder of Realtors for the Rescue.
Oh, sure. Hi, Susie.
And a member of Advocates for Chicagoland Animals. Good to talk to you this morning.
Yes.
And first of all, thank you, Alderman Lopez, and also Alderman Burke in absentia. But I'm wondering, as not-for-profits who have been advocating no-kill for years, how we can best help the aldermen in their efforts to move forward with this initiative?
Well, I think the best way to help us, Susie, would be definitely to testify when hearings happen. Those hearings will be made public. They'll be on my Facebook. I'm sure Steve will be promoting them as well. But definitely we need as much public participation and input and support for this option, especially because at some point there's going to be a question about dollars. There's going to be a question about the amount of money we need to spend. And as long as we can show that we have broad public support for the financial undertaking we need to do, we'll be in good shape. So definitely be available to testify.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you for everything you do, by the way, and Realtors to the Rescue. You guys have a website, right?
We do. Thank you. RealtorsToTheRescue.org.
Very good. Thank you, Susie.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Several more texts have come in as well. Tell the alderman, thank the alderman for everything he's doing and saying. I don't live in Chicago, but I appreciate what the alderman is doing. This is the most interesting one of all. Did the alderman know Mike Royko? I don't know why they're asking that question. I love that. All right. It doesn't much matter.
No, I did not.
That's okay. So here's my question for you, and I wrote about this in my blog, which is stevedale.tv, if you all want to check it out, stevedale.tv. This has been tried with mixed success in other places. I've mentioned that. I am one who believes you can't legislate everything. And I had I outlined a kind of recipe, and I forgot one bullet point, actually, and you mentioned it, which is true, and that is recovery of lost pets. But I go through, I'm not going to mention them now necessarily, all of these different bullet points that will make it work at the end of the day. So a start will be your resolution. That's a great thing. I am fully supportive. And now I've read it through. I'm even more fully supportive. However, it takes the village, if you will. It takes Chicago wanting to do it. It takes the city. I'm talking about the residents, a mindset. I'm talking about those who work in animal control. I'm talking about those that work at other facilities, including rescue groups, including the other shelters in Chicago, including the idea of having more foster families, because that's part of the solution here. One place where it may cost money is getting appropriate behavior advice. So the animals that can be helped, dogs and cats, that have behavior issues, they can be solved, that are at animal care and control or at other facilities. That may cost a little bit of money. Having a behavior hotline, I mean, the number one reason why animals die in general in America isn't heart disease or kidney disease. It is bad behavior, or perceived bad behavior. Right. It's the owner who says, for me, for my family, we can't tolerate the cat missing the litter box anymore. We can't tolerate the dog barking at our neighbors, or our landlord can't tolerate the dog barking when we're not home. And that's actually the number one reason why dogs die in America, period, and likely the number one reason why dogs land in shelters, dogs or cats. So it's kind of putting it all together that is sort of where the secret sauce is, I think. What do you think?
No, I completely agree. And like the caller state, like I spoke with the caller about, is that we want to have everyone come in together for this. No one of us on the city council, or even if we hired the best, most compassionate director possible, can do this by his or herself.
True.
Without the city behind them. And for me, this gets the ball rolling. But I also reached out and welcomed members of the animal welfare community to be a part of this discussion, because this isn't just a animal care and control issue. This is a greater welfare issue for all animals in Chicagoland and Cook County, for that matter, because they as well play a role too. So I completely agree, and I think that there are plenty of opportunities for us to be truly transformative here.
We just I think so too.
Welcome, open the doors and let everybody in to have this discussion.
I congratulate you for all of that. I appreciate that. So I'll leave it with this question. It's kind of what Susie asked. What can ordinary residents who care about animals do?
Well, I think first and foremost, if you're a pet lover, make sure you spread the word to your nearest neighbor with pets. Make sure that their dogs and cats are spayed and neutered, microchipped, because if they ever are in the CACC or any other animal welfare system, we want to be able to get them home as soon as possible. As we transform our animal welfare in Chicago, people need to be prepared for the discussion, prepared for the change, and prepared for the cost. And I think as long as we're having an open discussion on that and they're willing to come down, testify, or at least write op-eds saying they support this, we'll continue to build community support that's going to make a change for the good in Chicago.
Well, Alderman Lopez, you know how I feel about it. I've told you off the air, but the same darn thing I'm saying on the air, which is I love it. I think it's great. Thank you so much. And apparently you are beloved out there now. That's the secret to being reelected. Love animals, you'll be reelected, but this guy's sincere about that.
Well, my dogs join me on the campaign all the time. So.
Well, anyone with six Cocker Spaniels,
you said? Seven Cocker Spaniels.
Okay, it's growing by the minute. It's amazing.